And as we come off the Memorial Day holiday weekend, one more to remember. Our story today by John Logan on establishing Decoration Day in 1868. We should guard their graves with sacred vigilance. All that the consecrated wealth and taste of the nation can add to their adornment and security is but a fitting tribute to the memory of her slain defenders. Let no wanton foot tread rudely on such hallowed grounds. Let pleasant paths invite the coming and going of reverent visitors and fond mourners. Let no vandalism of avarice or neglect, no ravages of time testify to the present or coming generations that we've forgotten as a people the cost of a free and undivided republic. If other eyes grow dull and other hands slack and other hearts cold in the solemn trust, ours shall keep it well as long as the light and warmth of life remain in us. Let us then at the appointed time gather round their sacred remains and garland the passionless mounds above them with the choicest of flowers of springtime. Let us raise above them the dear old flag they saved from dishonor. Let us in this solemn presence renew our pledges to aid and assist those whom they left among us a sacred charge upon the nation's gratitude, the soldiers and sailors, widow and orphan. In 1 John 3:16, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.